Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1 with It's for Women. The car insurance you can sort online anytime.
That's Rise there, the title track from your album, Rise, Gabrielle. And thanks for joining us. Well, Gabrielle, you were due to play this tour last year, having been interrupted by the pandemic. How happy are you to be back on tour again now?
I am so super excited. It's such fun. And, you know, the good thing is I was able to do some shows in the summer doing some festivals. So I feel like I'm back, you know, back in the game of, you know, kind of being a part of live music. So I'm really excited to be coming to Dublin and Belfast.
The Rise album, you know, it was, of course, incredibly successful when released 20 years ago. But can you tell us a little bit of where you grew up? I gather it was your mum, Patricia, who instilled in you your love of music.
You know something, my mum was very musical in the sense that although she didn't sing and she never played an instrument, but it was a case, we always had music on in the house and I was listening to a lot of the soul Motown classics, but at the same time, I was that 80s pop child who grew up listening to fabulous pop music. So my love of pop music was always there. And, you know, being at home and listening to the top 40 on a Sunday, well, it was my turn to do the washing up. So I was left, you know, to my own devices in the kitchen, just being able to jiggle away while I did a bit of washing, loving it. So that music for me has always been a very strong part of my life. And, you know, my mum definitely, because of the fact that she was probably playing music from when I was inside her womb.
You grew up in London, but you had quite a tough time at school. Can you tell me about that?
The tough times at school were just because physically I looked different from my peers. You know, I had a lazy eyelid, so people seemed to think that it was okay to attempt to pick on me, but note the word attempt. I grew up with three boys, three brothers, so I was always in fights, and I did pretty, I shouldn't be, how would I say, glorifying fighting, but I did hold my own against the bullies. So that was what my time in school was mostly like. But whenever I read a story about, you know, childhood bullying, it gets to me because I was somebody who people thought they could bully me because of the fact I looked different, but they weren't banking on the fact that I could defend myself. So yeah, I had a bit of a tough time, but, you know, my world didn't revolve around school music is what my world revolved around. So I believe people didn't get the best of me. And, you know, here I am now living to tell the tale.
How then did you get your break in the music industry?
Okay, so I, like I said, I love singing. I ended up singing in a nightclub called Moonlighting. And I met this guy there and he ended up paying for me to go into a studio. And I went in with actually a girlfriend of mine who both had boyfriends, basically pulled their money to pay for us to have a stint in the music, you know, in a studio for the day. And I'd written the song. So my friend and I, we went and basically laid down that song. And the producers liked my voice, that they decided to come via my boyfriend, who was also a manager. And that's how I ended up going back into the studio. And it was then that they gave me the Tracy Chapman Fast Car, the music, the instrumental, and said, did I mind writing over that? And unbeknown to them, I actually had lyrics already written in the form of a poem, and Dreams of that poem that was able to turn into a song that we know now. So that's how it all really kicked off, me doing Dreams and then people hearing about it later on because it got released without my consent, which was a good thing now when I think about it. But what can I say? The rest is history. I didn't even have time to think about, you know, the impact or how crazy it all was, because it all happened pretty quickly after that. But to be that age, I was 23, I hadn't yet turned 24, and be, you know, I was swept up in this whirlwind of success, and I had to go with it, but at the same time try and keep my wits, you know, about me, and, you know, still remain firmly grounded. And it was strange times. At the end of the day, it was fun times when I kind of got, you know, got into the stride of things, and, you know, I haven't looked back, but now when I look back, I think, oh my God, it was crazy, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
But in 1996, at the height of your success, your former partner was charged with murder. Can I ask you about that and the impact it had on you?
Well, you know something? In terms of the fact that I wasn't with him at the time, it's not something I really talk about now because it was all over the press and it was a very negative thing for me, bearing in mind this was somebody I wasn't with anymore. So it did impact me and I felt that I almost kind of became a bit reclusive for a little while.
How great is it to perform all those great songs again, Out of Reach, Rise, or do you have a favourite track from the album yourself?
Oh my God, I have a few, but I love When a Woman because it always reminds me, like, everyone's like, oh, that's a girl song. They're, you know, dancing harder than the girls when you come to my shows. And I love it because it's one of the songs that if you thought you could come and have a snooze at a Gabrielle show, you're so wrong because then you've got everyone on their feet dancing away. So you're forced to get up. So that is one of my favourites, but I have quite a few.
Well, Gabrielle, thanks so much for chatting to me this morning. And you're going to be playing 3 Olympia Theatre in Dublin on Wednesday the 3rd and Friday the 5th of November 2021. Thanks so much for chatting to me today.